Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. I want to jump back into where I left off on Wednesday, talking about some things that we should be absolutely certain of. I entitled last Wednesday and this Friday's topic, and when I gave it the title of Sure, I'm Sure, well, there are some things we should be sure of. One of them is we should be sure about our prayer. If you missed Wednesday's podcast, I encourage you to go back. But today, let us be sure about our prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and the minds in Christ." Salvation is the beginning of a relationship between a human and God. A relationship implies communication. God speaks to us through the Bible. We speak to God in prayer. New people who come to faith are pretty intimidated to pray and often have to be encouraged and taught to approach God. Friend, listen, one of the best ways for us to approach God is with two words. Are you ready? Humility, but also confidence. We come humbly before God, knowing that we can do nothing apart from Him, but we come confidently, knowing that in Him we could do all things. When Jesus died on the cross, the temple veil was torn in two, from top to bottom. Many times folks wonder, what is that all about when you see it on the movies? And it's literally an indication about the way that God's presence was now open to people who come through Jesus. Prayer is both a privilege and a responsibility for followers of Jesus, and an essential for growing up to become more like Christ. We must learn to be certain of our prayers. Well, today we should also be certain of what it is to walk in the Spirit-filled life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 says, "In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory." Friend, listen, learning to walk in the Spirit of God is maybe the most challenging of every spiritual discipline that we work through. And yet, what we know is that we desperately need to walk in the power of the Spirit of God. When a person comes to Christ and is born again, their spirit is brought to life, but they still live in the unredeemed flesh of a physical body. The indwelling Spirit of God is what gives us power over sinful choices, and yet we're still tempted. We are given the mind of Jesus, but we have to learn to set aside our own fallible intellect and decision-making capabilities in deference to His thoughts and wisdom from God's Word. Friend, as a follower of Jesus, we must learn that the power to walk in faith and obedience comes not from our effort, but from allowing Jesus to live His life through us. That, my friend, is the Spirit-filled life. And then, finally today, that we might recognize the assurance of fellowship. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." When a person says yes to Jesus and is born again, they are born into the family of God, adopted into the body of Christ. The Bible, the Scriptures, talk so much about God's plan that our spiritual growth is intimately connected with the growth of other people. Together, the body of Christ becomes a holy temple, a dwelling of God in the Spirit. And each part of the body is dependent on the other parts to become all that God intends us to be. Friend, we would never think to leave an infant alone for long. In the same way, we should never leave new believers alone on their own, because they need us to spend time in love and service with them so that we all grow to become spiritually healthy as a part of the body. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at Nodcast with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.